Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, it's because we've got such an important job to do because the Yardbirds are such a...
The legacy of the band,
is a huge brand, and, you know, obviously they were nervous when John left because they needed to find people that were good, and they needed to, like, you need to play that music with real energy, and you need to sort of really love it and
but
treat it with the respect that it deserves. You know?
Right, that's what I love about it, that it's a new twist, but it's so loyal to the original material. I mean, really. So did you study the... I don't get this. He said he was not familiar with the Yardbirds, the guitar player, Ben.
Yeah.
So what about you? Were you familiar with Yardbird material previously?
Very much. Yeah. That's why I was so terrified when I went to the audition, because when I was younger, when I was like 14, 15, 16, I worshipped them. Absolutely. So I read all the books about them.
You got to read When Giants Walk the Earth by Mick Wall. I just interviewed him a couple weeks ago. I spoke to him in London.
I know a lot about Mick Wall because he's been doing stuff for years. Like, I've been reading his reviews and stuff since like the mid-90s when I was buying like Metal Hammer and Plastic Rock and stuff. I read Hammer of the Gods.
Hammer of Guns with Stephen Davis, I think.
Yeah, the famous one.
But he talks about that in the interview. If you get to the website, I'll get in touch, you'd hear it. But I'm sorry, I cut you off though. But you were saying, so you were familiar with the material.
Yeah, because like when I was such a huge fan of Zeppelin that I decided to trace it back, and then I discovered how good a band the Yardbirds were. So I've known and liked the Yardbirds for ages before I joined back. It's pretty nice playing Days of Confusion for the first time.
I mean, Chris was wonderful on the phone. How were they as people working with them? It must be good.
Really good love. I mean, we all get on really well. We got on really well straight away. Chris and Jim were really like welcoming to me and Andrew. And now we just take the mick out of each other and have a laugh.
I'm sorry?
Now we just take the piss out of each other and have a laugh.
Yeah, but it's...
What's about, guys?
Fantastic. Really. Really great stuff.
You write for Classic Rock?
No, I write for ReviewFix.com. I write Classic Rock articles. I just interviewed, Keith Emerson last week.
Oh, wow.
So Emerson and Lake at the Nokia. Andy Frazier of Free.
No way. He's one of my heroes, man.
I'm glad I brought that up.
Incredible player.
You know something? I put him in a top 10 bass player list that I did, actually.
Absolutely. He's one of the
underrated.
Best bass players.
You ever see a live version of Mr. Big on a Free DVD?
Yeah.
And he does these incredible runs that you remind me of that yourself.
No,
just incredible, incredible runs.
No,
you're excellent.
He's not just a bass player, man. He's got real melodic lines, and like everything he does is so full of... it's just nothing he ever plays is slightly out. It's just like he'll wait and he'll play nothing for ages, and then all of a sudden he'll play one little thing and it's just perfect. He's absolutely perfect.
Incredible.
Yeah, one of my favorite bass players.
Any other favorites? I want you to relax a little, but this is fantastic.
John Paul Jones, obviously. The older I get, and the more I listen to Zeppelin, the more I like John Paul Jones.
Fantastic.
Like, he's not being all flashy and stuff, but like, the more you listen, the more you realise that he was a genius.
His fills, everything.
Just the lines that he writes that are so melodic.
Well, he was an arranger before that. He worked with a lot of... Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
He was an arranger with Satanic Majesties, Herman's Hermits.
Well, some of the best hits of the 60s.
Yeah.
He was there.
What about Entwistle?
I've never been a massive Who fan, so he's an incredible bass player. And live, they are one of the best live bands there's ever been, but I've never really been a massive fan of Who. There's guys like Jaco Pastorius.
Jaco Pastorius is very famous. You know who spoke to me about him? Rudy Sarzo, I interviewed, who played with Ozzy Osbourne's Wizard of Oz tour. And he mentioned Jaco Pastorius.
Because he's incredible.
He was a master, right?
He like reinvented the electric bass, basically.
And yes.
It's funny talking about that. Marco Mendoza, do you know him? He came to my minor band.
Yes. I know what you're talking about.